Avenue is open, and the first thing I want to do is go into recess. We have paperwork that's necessary for these three bills, or at least two of them, 153 and 378, that should be here soon. And so give us 15 minutes or so, and we'll reevaluate at that time, okay? I will open up a work session on Senate Bill 153 for a refresher on the amendment and the new amendment. Chris Allenette.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. So with Senate Bill 153, you have a dash 2. It replaces the bill. And this is a technical bill that is either a good kickoff to the week or another reason to dislike Monday mornings. This deals with insurance companies who are part of an affiliated group. And in Oregon, insurance companies have to file a separate tax return. So a piece of background is on a consolidated return at the federal level, you'll have an affiliated group that may consist of multiple corporations. And if these corporations have a lot of intercompany transactions, all of those are ignored at the federal level because they're expenses and income. So in Oregon, when the insurance company has to file a separate return, all of that gets undone. So what we're talking about are all the complexities involved in that. And the particular piece of income that we're talking about are dividends paid by the insurance company to the parent company. So what the amendment does is take that dividend income and make sure that it pulls it out of the parent company. So the parent company gets a 100% deduction for the dividends that they received from the insurance company. So all of that income that is taxable for the insurance company shows up on the insurance return. It has to do with the complexity of separating those things out. So, and that codifies a recent court ruling and arguably clarifies existing law for the past 15 years since insurance companies have been subject to the corporate income tax. So that's what I mean by it's very technical nature and how this dividend income is taxed, make sure it stays with the insurance company and they pay taxes on all of their income, and the dividends that they pay to the parent corporation get 100% deducted, and the bill applies to all open tax years. And I'm not sure that it's even as clear as mud.
Yeah. We'll see. Any questions, Chris?
Senator? Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do we need to declare conflicts in a committee meeting on a bill?
Yes.
Okay, so in an abundance of caution, I declare a potential conflict. I do have some ownership in insurance companies.
All right. and you do have the paperwork, minimal, and I believe the fiscal is a no fiscal.
Disclosure noted. Thank you. Robert Manicky, do you want to come up
and clarify?
He's bringing his mud kicks with him.
Mr. Henderson. We're looking at the dash twos on 153.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Robert Manicky. I'm at Stoll Reeves representing Standard Insurance Company. Happy to address any questions you might have. I agree with the summary that Mr. Allenack has given.
This fixes it.
This fixes it, Chair Haas and members of the committee. This fixes it. The purpose overall is to prevent double taxation of that dividend by replicating the treatment economically that you get under the federal consolidated return regime.
Okay. Mr. Henderson, care to add?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I agree with that. The dash 2 just provides clarity in exactly how this should be treated. It answers a question that wasn't addressed by the courts in the StanCorp decision.
Questions? Okay, guys, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Chair, you ready?
Ready.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash 2 amendment dated 4/18/17 into SB 153.
Senator Boquist moves the dash 2s to Senate Bill 153. Questions? Discussion? Objection? Seeing none, it's ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move SB, there's no referral, right? Just a floor. I move SB 153 as amended by the dash 2 to the floor with a two pass.
Senator Boquist moves SB 153 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator DeBoer?
Yes.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Boquist?
Yes.
Chair Hass?
Hass votes aye. Hass will carry the bill. All right. And let's open up a work session on Senate Bill 378. Christina.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 378 adds the volunteer firefighters to the list of entities that, if they meet other requirements, would be able to be listed on the listing for the charitable checkoff. The paperwork is here, and there is no revenue impact statement and no fiscal impact statement or no fiscal impact to this measure.
Questions of Christina?
Is there any amendments? That's answered. I move SB 378 to the floor with a do pass.
Senator Boquist moves Senate Bill 378 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a do pass recommendation. Discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator DeBoer?
Yes.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Boquist?
Yes.
Chair Hass?
Hass votes aye. The measure passes to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a do pass recommendation, and Senator Hansel will be the carrier. And we do not have the a closed-out work session. We do not have the paperwork for Senate Bill 845, so we will carry that over to later this week and cleared out our agenda today in short order. Thank you, guys. We're adjourned.